This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 12 noon amid opposition parties' protest over the discussion on medical entrance exam NEET issue. When the House met this morning, Speaker Om Birla disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the issue. Opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others raised the issue of alleged irregularities in NEET exam and sought a discussion over it in the House. Speaker Om Birla said, during the motion of thanks on the President's address, other discussion cannot be allowed. He said members of the opposition parties can raise their issues during the discussion on motion of thanks. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said they want to give a message to the students that this is an important issue and discussion must be held on it. When the Rajya Sabha met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs, saying President Draupadi Murmu in her address to the joint sitting of both the houses mentioned about a fair investigation and strict punishment to the culprits of the paper leaks. Leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said, in the last 7 years, 70 times paper leak incidents have happened. He demanded a discussion over the issue. Earlier, both the houses paid obituary on the demise of former MPs. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Waterlogging has been reported in different areas of the city, including Minto Road, ITO, Mathura Road, Rohtak Road, Okhla, Tilak Bridge, Aurobindo Marg, Azad Market, Outer Ring Road and Ghazipur border. Meanwhile, one person had lost his life and four people were injured after a roof collapsed at the Terminal 1 of the Delhi Airport. Ministry of Civil Aviation said heavy rain in early morning today has resulted in the collapse of the canopy of the Delhi Airport Terminal 1, as a result of which flights to and from Terminal 1 have been closed till further notice. The ministry said alternate arrangements are being made for smooth operation of the flights. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu visited the site. Later speaking to media, he said, as soon as the incident happened, the government reacted immediately and sent the emergency response team and the fire safety team to the Terminal 1. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that the entry and exit at Yashobhoomi Dwarka Sector 5 metro station has been closed due to heavy rains. It said the shuttle service from Delhi Aerocity Metro Station to Terminal 1 IGI Airport has also been suspended. There is normal service on all other lines. 13 people died and 4 people were injured when a tempo traveller hit a truck parked on the roadside near Gurdenhalli Cross in Bayadgir Taluk of Haveri district in Karnataka. Among the dead are 8 women and 2 children. The accident occurred early this morning on the Pune-Bengaluru National Highway. Those deceased belong to Yemihatti village in Holehonur in Shivamoga district. They were returning after visiting Savadatti Yellamma Devi Temple and other places of religious significance. Dr. Usha Thakur was awarded the 12th Vishwa Hindi Samman in an Hindi Samvad event organized by the Embassy of India in Nepal, recognizing her contribution in development of Hindi literature. She has translated more than 40 literatures in Hindi and Nepali. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning. Before flagging off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims, Mr. Sinha offered prayers at the temple. The annual pilgrimage to Sri Amarnath Cave Shrine in Kashmir Valley will commence tomorrow from Pahalgam and Baltal tracks in Kashmir Valley. Indian equity indices opened in green today following buying in large cap stocks. Sensex and Nifty made a new all-time high of 79,671 and 24,174 respectively. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the final of Men's T20 World Cup at Barbados tomorrow. This is India's third entry into the final of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.